你们回去问他。
Ask him back.
敢不敢跟我直接连线辩论？
Are you willing to have a direct debate with me?
很多人以为自己每天刷到的视频是某个博主独立思考以后的观点。
Many people think that the videos they see every day are the independent opinions of a specific blogger.
其实根本就不是，你去看一下那个叫恶少说说的，他的上面啊，主页上面写的就是松子机构。
Actually, it's just that you should look at the main business of the company called ASUO, which is a nut processing plant.
你们看到主播的上面有写的机构两个字的。
You see the name of the anchor, which includes two words, an organization.
你们就要先想一下。
You need to think about it first.
就是这个人肯定是以盈利为目的的一个商业行为。
This person is definitely engaged in a commercial activity with the purpose of profit.
肯定不是为了启发大众啊什么的。
It's definitely not for inspiring the public or anything like that.
因为他这个账号是要考核 KPI 的。
Because this account is used to measure KPIs.
他是一个打工人。
He is a worker.
你懂吗
？Do you understand?
Well, MCN 机构是他的老板。
MCN agencies are his bosses.
他只是一个打工人。
He is just a worker.
他要说什么话
？What he wants to say
是不由他自己能够决定的。
It's not something he can decide on his own.
比如说，机构接了一个宣传口的单子。
For example, an agency received a promotional campaign order.
他就要这样宣传。
He should be doing this kind of promotion.
机构接了一个怎么样的单子啊
？What a clever idea!
他才要怎么说
？How could he say such things?
所有东西他都是排练。
Everything is arranged.
好的。
Okay.
他背后是有人给他写稿的。
He has someone writing articles for him.
什么叫 MCN 呢
？What is MCN?
就是一个专门生产内容的一个团队和工厂，流水线作业。
A dedicated team and a factory assembly line are dedicated to producing content.
有人给他写稿。
Someone wrote an article for him.
有人读稿。
Someone is reading a manuscript.
有些人剪辑。
Some people edit.
有些人发布。
Some people post.
有些人投流。
Some people are giving up.
有些人变现。就是不同的团队的组合。
Some people, when it comes to monetization, are different teams.
不同的人在帮他做这个的。
Different people are helping him with this.
就这些人都来自一家内容工厂。
All of them come from one content factory.
我们以前觉得工厂是生产衣服。
We used to think that factories were for producing clothes.
生产汽车。
Manufacturing cars.
现在的工厂生产什么呢
？What are the factories producing now?
生产观点、情绪，生产流量。很多观众以为啊，你好棒哦。
Chin Chan, Born Diane, King Zhu, Shin Chan, Liu Liang, Han Duo Guan, Zhang Yui, and Nai Hao Bang O.
这是某个博主的真实想法。
This is a genuine thought from a blogger.
我跟你们讲
I'm telling you.
这样的博主要是真的在线辩论的话
These types of forums are mainly for real online debates.
他要是辩论输了他背后的机构会处罚他的大概率。
If he loses the debate, the institution behind him will likely punish him.
这些博主是不敢在线辩论的。
These bloggers are unwilling to engage in online debates.
他如果没有真正的非常大的本事
，If he doesn't have a truly great talent,
真才实学
，genuine skills,
他是靠人写稿的。
He is a ghostwriter.
他是绝对不敢上来和人对仗和辩论的，不敢的。
He is absolutely unwilling to confront and argue with others.
你们回去问他。
Ask him back.
敢不敢跟我这个直接连线辩论？我可以的。
Can I have a direct debate with you?
因为我是个人。
Because I am a person.
就算是我这个账号偶尔被卡了。
Even if my account is occasionally blocked.
我这个账号因为辩论的时候说了一些敏感的话题。
This account has been suspended because I made some sensitive remarks during a debate.
我这个账号暂时被封禁个几天之类的。
This account is temporarily suspended for a few days.
也不影响的。
It doesn't matter.
但是他是个打工人。
But he is a worker.
他会很害怕。
You will be scared.
那他的机构和他是有合同的。
That's because his organization and he had a contract.
万一他这个账号被他搞砸了。
If he messes up this account,
他是要赔钱的。
He is trying to lose money.
他们不敢的。
They can't.
你放心吧。
Don't worry.
他是签机构的。
He is a signatory.
他就不。
He wouldn't dare.
敢，你知道吗？
Do you know?
啊。
Well,
他只会通过很取巧的方式去搞流量。
He only knows how to get traffic through clever and cunning ways.
获得你们的正义感。
Get your sense of justice.
然后让你们这些人给他充钱充钱。一个成熟的 MCN, 他是有选题会的。
Then let these people keep asking him to pay money. A mature MCN agency should have a meeting to discuss topics.
知道吗？
Do you know?
啊
，Oh,
他有运营啊。
He has operations.
有数据分析。
Data analysis.
有内容策划。
Content planning.
有账号定位。
At an account.
他们每天研究的不是历史。
They don't study history every day.
不是哲学。
Not philosophy.
他们之所以选题选到我，就是比如说他说，哎，我看到这个项目。
The reason they chose me was that they said, I saw this project and I thought this is exactly what I'm looking for.
我讲了中国和世界历史的对比。
I talked about the comparison between Chinese and world history.
我要干他，他要先通过选题会去选题。
I want to do it. He needs to first go through the selection meeting and choose a topic.
然后选题选完了以后
After choosing the topic,
然后一帮人在那想办法怎么写
Then a group of people were thinking about how to write it.
怎么策划
How to plan,
怎么写文章
How to write an article,
怎么读稿
How to study.
他们才是真正读稿的人。
They are the real proofreaders.
你知道吧
?Do you know?
他们是带着镣铐跳舞的。
They were dancing with the help of the leer.
他进入选题会以后
After he entered the brainstorming session,
如果这个东西没有流量
If this thing doesn't have traffic,
那他的公司会骂他的。啊、
Will his company scold him?
那你发半天一点流量都没。
You haven't received any data for half a day.
你无法给公司创造流量和效益。
Do you think you can bring traffic and profits to the company?
会骂他的。
He will be scolded.
所以他们每天不是研究历史。
So they don't spend their days studying history.
是什么哲学。
What philosophy?
而是研究什么呢?
What to study?
用户喜欢什么
?What users like?、
啊、知道吧
?Do you know?、
啊、他说的话就是让要让绝大多数用户
,What he said is to make most users.
哎
呦、
oh, 哦嗨起来嗨起来什么话题容易转发
?What topics are easy to forward and get people excited?
引发转发
,Twitter forward.
你看他那一条反驳我的多火呀。
I can't believe how fiery his rebuttal was.
所以很多时候你看到的是观点。
So often what you see is just an opinion.
而他们看到的是数据。
And what they see is data.
他们背后有一个做数据运营的人。
They have a data operations person behind them.
一打开数据啊
，As soon as I opened the data，
这条数据差，没有转发率。
This data does not include the forwarding rate，
没有引发这个互动啊。
There is no interaction triggered，
这条没有盈利点啊。
This doesn't have any profit points，
没有涨粉啊。
No new followers，
以后不要讲这个了。
Don't talk about this anymore。
这就是 MCN 机构的一个运作方式。
This is how a MCN agency operates.
知道吧
？Do you know?
所以很多时候你们这些人看到的以为是观点。
So many times what you see as opinions.
而他们看到的是数据。
And what they see is data.
为什么有些内容特别容易火
？Why are some content particularly popular?
因为它符合流量传播规律。
Because he conforms to the traffic propagation rules.
知道吧
？Do you know?
他所有做的内容都是苦心积虑的。
All of his actions were carefully planned.
要符合传播规律。
To comply with the laws of transmission.
处心积虑的要火。
Carefully planned to set fire.
所以我跟大家讲。
So I want to tell everyone,
他们的内容是不客观的。
Their content is biased.
但我觉得我的内容是相对比较客观的。
But I think my content is relatively objective.
但是我的内容传播效果很差。
However, the effectiveness of my content dissemination is very poor.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为没有情绪。
Because there is no emotion.
你知道吧
？Do you know?
啊，
哦，
我不会，我们一定必经怎么样啊
？I don't think we're going to be able to do this.
不会说那样的有情绪的话。
I won't say those kinds of emotional words.
能够煽动的。
That can be stirred up.
能够很燃的那种话啊。
That's a really inspiring speech.
因为我的东西是没有什么情绪的。
Because my things have no emotions.
我是很客观冷静的在分析东西的。
I am very objective and rational in analyzing things.
可是如果我换一种说法啊。
But if I were to say it differently.
我给你们演示一下。
I'm going to demonstrate this for you.
西方500年都是靠抢劫发财的。
For 500 years, the West has been making money through plunder.
啊，他们就是一群强盗，是不是非常的爽
？They are a group of bandits, aren't they?
我这么说是不是流量就更大一些
？Is it true that I will get more traffic if I say this?
如果我说中国5000年一直领先世界
，If I say that China has been leading the world for 5000 years.
我们出征的时候，他
When we set out,
他们连个毛都没有。
They don't have a single hair.
是不是很燃
？Is this exciting? Well,
是不是感觉哎呦，这个气氛氛围到了
？Do you feel that the atmosphere is getting intense?
氛围到了。
The atmosphere is set.
是不是就让人很想转
？It makes people want to forward it.
啊，很想点赞。
I really want to like it.
啊，说自己好的东西，谁不想点赞
？Who doesn't want to get likes when talking about their good things?
呀，是不是
？Is it?
是。如果我说欧美的繁荣全是殖民掠夺来的
，If I say that the prosperity of Europe and America is all due to colonial plunder,
啊，什么
？Is it?
如果这么说
，But so.
是不是觉得很爽啊
？Do you feel great？
是不是瞬间情绪就上来了啊
？Did it suddenly make you feel emotional？
对啊
，Yes。
点赞转发是不是就来了
？Do I need to like and share to get invited？